what I think is probably the greatest achievement to be achieved by South Africa and indeed the African continent in a long time. That is the grand opening of the Zeitz Museum of Contemporary African Arts. It was a grand affair indeed, with none other than the Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu gracing that grand opening with his presence and blessings and humor and love and adoration, and a special call he received from one great Madiba. Joining me on the line is the executive director of the Zeitz Mocha, Mark Kutsir. Mark, it must be an incredible feeling for you and your team. This has been a passion and a lot of hard work and stress for a number of years. And yesterday, for the first time, the general Joe public from Cape Town and all over South Africa and Africa was able to go through those doors and delight in the incredible art that is on display. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa, and thank you for having me. Yes, it was an extraordinary moment. I think it was a moment when all South Africans came together. It reminded me of the World Cup, when we put race, gender, orientation, religious background aside, and we all celebrated being Africans together. My team and I exhausted, but we saw how excited South Africans and our international visitors were. The smiles on everyone's faces, the enthusiasm, that coming together just made us all understand how important what we had done is for our continent and our people.
Even with that said, Mark, I think I could argue that we'll only reflect and, through the benefit of hindsight, only realize in a year's time, in 5 years' time, the significance and the gravity of what you've actually achieved.
You know, I think you're right, Africa. I think this is like a tsunami that's hit us. It's something that's changed the art world in South Africa and in Africa. It's a newness, there's a freshness, there's new voices, there's new platforms for new artists that we've never seen. And I think sometimes when one's involved in a small way in constructing something as important as this, you know, thousands of people worked on this project for many, many years. I agree with you. I think it's only when we look backwards we'll realize, oh my goodness, I was at a moment where something mattered.
I reflected yesterday when I was on stage, because thank you for inviting me to be part of the ceremony. I was lucky enough to be Master of Ceremonies. I said, I go to the Smithsonian in Washington. I go to the MoMA in New York, to the Louvre in Paris, to the Tate Modern in London, because I truly enjoy art. And I've seen African artists, contemporary artists, being reflected on those wonderful institutions. But what is going to be a joy for me is that not only will I only have to pay 7 rand or something like that to get in a taxi from my home to the waterfront to go and enjoy the incredible diversity of artwork, but more importantly, my story is going to be told by my people, and I'm going to enjoy it so much more.
Absolutely. That was the mission of the museum from the very beginning. From Africa, for Africa, by Africa. I think it's so important that our narratives from our continent are told by our people. For a very long time, outsiders have defined our narrative, and it's about time. Maybe we can't write the entire narrative, but let's at least contribute to the way that we tell our stories and how we represent ourselves to the world around us.
It is an incredible collection. I mean, thanks to the generosity of the co-founder of the museum, Jochen Zeitz, that forms the core of the exhibition at the museum right now. Share with us some of your highlights, I suppose, of some of the artists that you are showcasing.
You know, Africa, we have 9 floors, over 100 galleries. It's just extraordinary. I mean, you walk in, there's a 6-screen projection by William Kentridge of a procession of people with music that belts out. There's a 9-screen projection by the UK-based African artist Isaac Julian with surround sound and surround images. They're all connected by this brain. It's not even a computer. I can only call it a brain, the size, half the size of a motor car, that links all these images. So when a train passes by, you actually hear it passing in 3D sound around you. There's new work by Mary Sabunda. Liza Liu worked for 4 years with 28 master bead makers and 500 ladies to construct a piece made out of millions and millions and millions and millions of beads. There's a triptych by Wangechi Mutu showing an African woman climbing up a hill, carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders. There's a new media center with 10 video projections, the little video screening rooms. There's a center for the moving, for the performative practice where artists use their body. So I think when visitors come, they're going to be so excited to see that what we all think is art splashes on canvas, blobs of color. Contemporary art is exciting. It's new. It's fresh. It uses technology. It talks about the issues that impact on us every single day. Love, desire, hate, passion, pollution, politics, economics. So I think our visitors are going to be super excited with what they see.
And they'll be tickled. They'll delight. They'll smile. But also they will cry and they will reflect painfully on certain things. Because, and it's a point you made, in a number of functions that I've been lucky enough to be at, where you say, you know, museums are spaces, safe spaces, to have difficult conversations sometimes.
Absolutely. I think that artists challenge us, they indulge us, they entertain us, but they also ask us to go away as different people. They say to us, I'm going to give you something that's going to make you think, it's going to change your life, it's going to make you change your attitude to things. And I think that that's what's so amazing, because, you know, we live in a country with a very sad past, and I do hope and I truly believe that this museum is a safe space where we can come together, we can learn about each other, we can learn our differences, we can be have conversations with each other, and in that process of learning, we most probably will get more understanding, and hopefully that will mean that we're less aggressive with each other, and eventually live together in a more peaceful way and not kill each other.
Let's deal with the naysayers, because we've had a few of them, and quite frankly, it wouldn't be the opening of a contemporary arts museum if there were no naysayers, people questioning a whole host of things and questioning who's included, who's not included, who's on the board, who's not on the board. I mean, two people had the audacity to come to me and ask, why is it in Cape Town and not in Johannesburg? I'm going, wait a minute, the resources were made available here. If there were people in Joburg who were willing to do this, they should have gone ahead and done it there if they chose to.
Well, you know, I think when anything important in the world happens, it galvanizes people, but it also divides people to some extent. And I think that what we'll see is that hopefully with the good work that the museum does, with its commitment of access for all to make sure that no one is turned away for financial means, with its commitment to representation, to representing all the people of Africa, not certain groups who happen to have finance or some elite position. With those commitments, I do believe that eventually everyone will join in. You know, when the Guggenheim opened, when the Tate opened, they were controversial openings as well. And I suppose that's part of what a museum does. A museum is a space to encourage critique. It's a space to encourage conversation. It's a space where naysayers also have their place. So this is all part of the process for us. That open discussion, that ability for all of us to have our opinion, that's a good thing, I think. I don't always agree with these people's opinions, but I think it's a really good thing because it shows that a museum is a place for democratic, open conversation where everybody's voice can be heard.
Indeed. A question on the SMS line, what is the entry price? I've got good news for you. If you go there this weekend, it is absolutely free. Do you want to tell us a bit more about the plans for this Heritage Day weekend?
Yes, so we open from 10 until 6 today, Sunday and Monday. Just come along. You'll get a free ticket at the door. If you're a member or if you buy membership, you get an extra hour free from 9 to 10, which is a slightly quieter time. Yesterday, we had 4,000 people through the museum, and it felt fine. It wasn't too squished. You didn't feel pressurized. You could take your time. Just remember, it's a really big museum. It takes time. So put aside 2 to 3 hours. Maybe come for an hour or two, have a bite to eat, then come back again and finish. The rest of the year, we open from 10 to 6, except Tuesdays. Every Wednesday morning is free for all South Africans and African citizens. Children under the 18 are always free. Every first Friday of the month is half price, and we have extended hours until 9 p.m. And then our admissions costs, if you want to come more often, a membership is literally a couple of rand more than an admission ticket. So we've worked very hard to make sure that all the people of our country and from the continent can have access free if they just plan their visit properly.
The Zaitz Museum of Contemporary African Arts is located at the Silo District of the V&A waterfront. Mark, before we let you go, Mary Jean has called through from Plumstead and has a question about one of the artists. Hello, Mary Jean.
Hi, Africa. Hi, Mark. Esther Mkhango, the Ndebele artist, I had heard that she was on the list for one of the South Africans to be announced tomorrow, and I'd also heard that there isn't artwork of hers in South Africa. Have you got any of her artwork?
We actually exhibit work from the 21st century, from 2000 onwards. We will be exhibiting Esther's work next year as part of a very big exhibition. So watch our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram accounts, and you'll hear about that then, or you can join our mailing list. She's not currently on show. We have over 62 artists currently on show, curated by 21 curators. I think a lot of people, like all of us, we want this artist, we want that artist. This is our first show, but there'll be many, many shows for many decades to come. So next year, Esther will be showing a massive piece in the museum.
Mark Kutsia, thank you very much. Once again, well done to you and your team for this incredible achievement. The Zaitz Museum of Contemporary African Arts is at the Silo District in the V&A waterfront. Do go and enjoy a wonderful free entry over this Heritage Day weekend. And I'd been advising my friends, go do one or two floors at a time and then go away. Come back another day, do another two floors. Otherwise, to take it all in at once is going to be extraordinarily overwhelming. Mark Kutsia is Executive Director of the Zaitz Mocha.